and welcome to the Foot Rest Podcast. You are joined by myself, Declan DeBarb, and my amazing co-host, Steve Seagal. Not the movie star, just the regular Steve Seagal.
I can make movies.
Hmm. Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah. I took Taekwondo okay, in grade 2. I fucking like blue belt.
Probably as good as Steve Seagal.
Well, he like... Yeah, I'll kick his ass. I can't know who the fuck that guy.
Right. That's what the podcast is called.
What?
That's what this podcast is going to be called. Ooh. I can kick Steve Seagal's ass.
All right. Fucking changing the name to be 5 seconds.
No. Like the episode, the singular episode. But we are called the Foot Rest Podcast, and Steve is an idiot. All you got to know, Steve's an idiot. So explain, why are we called the Foot Rest Podcast?
Because ankles are like wrists on your feet. And I thought it was like, nobody else thought of that. Like, it's completely like, Google Foot Rest, nothing comes up. I tried.
Just us.
Bro, it's, you want to be unique, you know what I'm saying? Set yourself apart with a dumbass name. The first, I like it.
That's a good name.
It's a good name. You could, what'd you think of?
Like nothing.
Footrest.
Footrest. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, alright. That's all you need. Also, I've never seen a podcast in my life, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yep.
Don't know what this is.
I think we're off to a good start.
Perfect.
Should we dive right in?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I also don't know what we're talking about. Either, so.
That's the entire plot. Yeah. Steve's an idiot. We're gonna dive
You're
in.
Stupid,
I've prepared stuff. The stupid podcast.
You're also an idiot. Got into U of T, bro. Don't talk shit. Fucking scholarship.
Who's gonna listen to this?
No one. Nobody.
John.
It's a good way.
Hey, John. I'm shouting you out. John Kafisian?
Alright. Cut that part out.
Okay, no. Staying in. Okay, so we're gonna start off with Champions! Did you watch it? Did you watch the Champions
None
League?
None of it. I was not home. Actually, I watched Tuesday, but I was on my phone. And... Like Wednesday, I was like getting a haircut. Oh. I watched the United game, Europa League. Fucking Zlatan with the hat trick. I could have scored all those goals. No shit. Fat Ronaldo.
You've heard it right here. Movie star and professional soccer player.
I'm the fat Ronaldo, I say it all the time. Name the play after in rugby too, I actually did it and shit. Mm. You just have the ball, you drop it, and you just fucking kick it around. Fat Ronaldo. My shit.
So let's start off with the PSG Barca game. 4-0. It was not what I was expecting.
I hate Barcelona too.
I am so happy.
Because Messi's a little bitch kid. He's not good at anything. Like
that is not true.
He's not good at anything.
Like he's really good at soccer.
Anyone that small that can run that fast is going to be good at soccer. That doesn't mean shit. But I also hate Di Maria because he's a little piece of shit. Fucking rat. Fucking, so your house gets robbed so you fucking leave the best team in the world. Just being a bitch for it.
So you don't like either of them? No teams.
I like PSG if Di Maria wasn't there. Because fucking Zlatan, like, touched it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, anything Zlatan touches, I like. Except Inter Milan, they're fucking shit, too.
So, 4-0.
Did he play for Inter?
Who?
Zlatan.
No,
he played for both.
Did he? He played for both?
Fuck, I don't know, shit.
Why are we arguing?
Yeah, just Google it. He played for every team in the world. Come to Toronto FC.
Well, what do you think? Does Barcelona have a chance to get back into this?
Well, yeah, they're Barca. They're fucking nuts.
5-0 at
home? They're actually fucking absolutely insane. Also, PSG is pretty shit. Who's in net for PSG? No one. Fucking probably like a high school, like grade 10 fucking goalie. No one's in net for them. They have Thiago Silva, who's like 90.
They have Nippleman.
Who?
Areola.
Shit. They actually don't have a good team. I don't know what's good about them.
They're in France and they have all the money. What are you saying they do?
Their team isn't good. Thiago Silva's 90, that's all I have on defense. They don't have a goalie, they don't have a fullback, they have nothing. Shut up. Rabiot's shit. Rabiot's ass. I don't know why people want him, he's shit. Draxler
is sick.
He's actually good.
Draxler is really good.
Di Maria's a piece of shit.
They have Ben Arfa.
Di Maria. Ben Arfa is just fast.
Ben Arfa's sick.
Shut up.
They have Cavani, 33 goals in 30 games this season.
How many fucking shots did he miss? You ever seen him play? He misses. He could have had like 5 a game, but he's shit.
He has 33 goals in 30 games. You cannot argue with that. 64.
And a half.
You can't argue with 33 goals in 30 games. He's the best striker in the world right now. The best striker in the world.
Zlatan scored a hat-trick, I guess. He's the best striker in the world. Luis Suarez is still alive.
Okay, on current...
You watch what Lewandowski... All right, whatever.
I'm a Bayern fan. I see what Lewandowski does.
Shit. Whatever. Fucking, you're just going to be wrong the whole time. That's the most... All right.
On current form...
If you're just going to be wrong...
On current form...
It's form of shit.
33 goals in 30 games. How are you calling that shit?
Wide open nets did he miss?
Okay, but 33 goals.
How many would Zlatan have in that position? 60, at least.
He was there last season.
No. How many goals? Cavani was slowing him down on the wing.
Barca. So, I don't know. I think they're out. Like, there's no way they're scoring five.
It's Barca.
It's true.
It's Barca. You don't know. I don't know. It's five is a lot, but
on their day.
Okay, if it was three, you would say to come back, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, but
they don't even score five. They're gonna score four.
Four, and then shoot out penalties, and you never know what happens there.
Well, Messi is Messi. I wouldn't let him take a shot if I was the coach. I would not let him take a shot. He's getting fired anyway. Just fuck it. Whatever.
Messi or
who would fire Messi? He's come to United. No, no. But they're firing Enrique.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. I read rumors like this whole week. They got fucking you. Barca or Real Madrid, you lose one game.
That's true. Yeah. Like,
but if he's getting fired anyway, if he knows he's leaving, just don't let Messi take it.
Mm-hmm.
See, it costs Argentina like two.
But it's Messi. How do you not let Messi take a penalty shot?
Yeah, but it's
shot?
A penalty, and he's 5'6".
How does height matter in a penalty?
Because you get more strength. You seen Ibra's penalty yesterday? Ibra fucking rocketed in. Messi can't do that shit. Messi's a bitch. If he tries to curl a penalty in, I'll save it.
Okay, let's move on to the next game. Benfica Dortmund, one of the most one-sided games I've seen ever.
Okay, listen, you haven't watched United this season because there we've had like six of those against like shit teams too, like Burnley. Who'd they lose to like 2 weeks ago? They tied 0-0.
They tied Hull 0-0. My boy Marco Silva at the helm. It's my boy Marco Silva.
So United's had like six of those. I know what it's like. At least we don't lose them though. We tie them because fucking Zlatan's there. If Zlatan wasn't there, we'd be like 15th.
Let me just read you some of these stats when I pull it up.
Yeah. Right, go ahead.
Because I remember one of
them. No, I saw that one. This is the one that I saw. I knew the struggle.
Set pieces has been their problem. Aubameyang, worst game I've seen.
We fucking need set pieces. This is shit.
They score. They had a penalty and Aubameyang missed a penalty. How do you miss a penalty? When you're a player of Aubameyang's caliber, you should be banging them in.
But it happens.
How many? He had so many one on.
No, I know. It looked like he was playing for another team. I thought he was playing for Benfica. You never know.
He has his mind on Real Madrid.
I don't think Real Madrid wants him. Benzema just went fifth. All time in
No, I know. He's not gonna get his move he wants.
Always has room for more.
Is that the running joke? Everyone's coming to United.
Also, Griezmann.
What is this, FIFA? Man United sign every striker.
I don't sign shit in FIFA for United.
When you're not playing as United in FIFA, I was playing my West Ham career mode. In FIFA, they sign Dybala, Griezmann,
I don't
Suarez.
Sign shit. I never get anyone. I sign like one player every summer, but I sign like $200 million players and shit. I sound like Toni Kroos 1 year, fucking Griezmann another year and shit, but fucking phone call. If this is some dumbass robot, I swear to fuck. Oh, it's my dad. Nah, leave. Yeah. No, I'm not home. But no idea. I don't know. 3:34? Like, specifically? I don't know when I'm coming home. I don't know about 3:34.
3:30.
Right. He's asking specifically like 3:34 home or no. Like he doesn't give a shit about 3:33, he doesn't give a shit about like 3:35, 3:44.
That was really some really unprofessional podcasting, Steve. Turn your phone off when you're in this room. Jesus
Christ.
Well,
it's on vibrate at least. Oh, I'm gonna put my ringtone on, that shit's hilarious. Fuck that, fuck vibrate.
Okay.
Actually no, I'll put it back on vibrate.
So let's just it was 14 shots to 5. 14.
Typical United game. We have 26.
Aubameyang, 3 shots. Dembele, 3 shots.
He only had 3 shots? On goal?
Yeah.
Okay, he missed like 50.
He missed all of his shots. 69% possession. That's something you get used to as a Bayern fan, not Bayern B team, as Dortmund.
Well, all the good teams have possession. You're like 70%.
And then you lose 1-0 off of a corner. How do you manage that?
Well, thank God there's 2 legs.
Yeah. There's no way Benfica holds this.
I don't think so. No. He's gonna bench Aubameyang next game.
Yeah.
They have a shit ton of. Get that 70. Why they took him off?
Isaac?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took him off. They put on Moore, which I have to say is one of my favorite players.
You fucking Jew, I'm keeping up.
Okay, moving on. Bayern Arsenal. This game was.
Okay.
Just the relief.
Okay, so this is what I was doing that day. I was driving and I got to the barber and it was like 1-1 halftime. Like shit, whatever. Arsenal's doing well. And then I step out of the barber shop and it's like 4-1.
Yeah, they scored 3 goals in 10 minutes. It was insane.
Is Bayern good or is Arsenal shit?
A bit of both.
Arsenal's still in the Champions League, in the Premier League. Still holding on.
With Wenger, I think they're stuck in stuck in fourth.
They came second last year.
They threw their opportunities away. Last year, they should have won. That was their opportunity. They should have won last year.
Yeah. Well, that was everyone's opportunity last year when everyone was shit. Leicester took it.
Mm-hmm. Relegated. They're actually going to get relegated.
Defending
like
the Champions League against Real Madrid and then playing fucking like Plymouth next weekend. Funniest shit of all time. Remember last year when Dortmund was about to get relegated? Or like 2 years ago and shit? With Klopp's last year.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to win. That actually happened. So far.
If Leicester wins the Champions League and gets relegated, I'm right here, right now. Quote me on this. I will give you $100.
Alright. Fine. Alright.
There's no way.
That happened one time with Hull. Hull beat Arsenal in the FA Cup final. And they got relegated. And they're playing in the Europa League. And like, I know it's Europa League, but still, like, United's there and shit.
Mm. United's there because they're shit.
If we fucking scored 4 more goals this season, we'd be second.
But you're not.
There's 9 Where, draws.
What are you, 5th?
6th.
Sixth?
We're literally
6th.
Like,
do you see that meme?
Yeah, I've seen all of them. But listen, we have 9 draws. That's if we won 3 of them, that's 9 points. We'll be right on Chelsea's ass.
Oh yeah, for sure. But you haven't. You.
But like, it's like
your goal scoring has been so inconsistent.
My point is, they're like the second best team in the league.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, no one's touching Chelsea.
No, I'm saying
right
like,
after them, it's definitely United on squad. United,
like how they play.
United, not even that. They're so deep. United has the best squad in the Premier League.
Don't have shit on defense.
It's still the best squad
still
in the Premier League.
Phil Jones. Who the fuck is on this team? He's not even taking corners anymore.
I don't like Phil Jones. After that Man United West Ham game,
you're just butthurt.
I am just butthurt because Mike Dean. Fuck Mike Dean.
They only have depth on the wings.
Mm-hmm. Still a deep squad compared to those around them.
Fellaini's still playing.
And did you see the Arsenal Fan TV clip?
Which one? I seen the memes. The memes are funny.
Yo, blood. This is hilarious.
The memes are funny.
For you guys watching on YouTube, I will show the clip. Let me pull it up.
All like 2.5
people. I am
unprepared.
You keep talking, Steve.
Yeah. I guess if anyone is actually watching, it's probably like against their will. You know. You ever seen that Family Guy episode? Where he like, I forget, Quagmire ties someone up in his basement, Stewie ties someone up in their basement. Oh, so they left Stewie at home alone, and like, Quagmire and Cleveland came to check on him, and he tied him up and made him watch the TV guide, like, programming thing for like 18 hours straight. That's probably the same thing, like, if anyone sees it, you know what I'm saying?
Arsenal Fan TV troops are really disappointing tonight. I mean, as I said earlier, I'm trying to. People have been saying to me, Robbie, too much negativity from fan interviews recently.
Whitewash.
But I'm saying to them, all we're doing is reflecting the mood of how fans feel. And it's hard to have anything positive to say about that today.
You see, earlier, yeah, when we was in the fucking bar, yeah, a man come up to me and said, I'm making the club poisonous, yeah? I'm not making it poisonous. This fucking fraud is making it poisonous, yeah? 10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, bruh. 10-2, blood, yeah? We moved to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? We can't even compete with fucking Leicester. No fucking bad news, blood. It's a fucking joke. I've had enough of this shit, blood. He needs to fuck off, blood. I'm done with this shit, bro. That man's a fraud, blood. I've been staying there for fucking months, blood. That man's a fucking fraud, blood. When I tell you I see, we're gonna come here and get embarrassed. Didn't I say that to you? What happened there? Embarrassing, blood. Fucking bottle tops. A fucking lot of them. Fucking pricks, blood.
Did the players have to take some responsibility as well? Because
of course they.
They're losing their minds.
No, but they're playing the best team in the world.
Yeah.
Or like a top 3 team. They're Arsenal.
It's Arsenal. Arsenal fans, 1 week, they're Wenger in,
they're
Wenger out.
Like, they love him half the time. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I remember when United was like that last year with Van Gaal. At least they hated him the whole time he was there and then they got rid of him.
It's been like this for years.
20 years he's been there, something like
20
that.
20 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Jesus, like, pick one. You gotta move on.
He has Arsenal in his name. Like, it's literally in his name.
But Wenger will never bring them back to the days of the Invincibles. It's never gonna happen again.
Did he even win the Champions League that year?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, broken.
Don't think it's broken.
Okay.
Some of
the sloppy play from some of the players today.
Wait, he sets up the team. What was going on at the fence?
His butt hurt.
What the fuck was that defending? blood.
Leicester City style defending.
Are you mad? Fam! Oh my god, blood. It took me long to get into the ground, yeah? Because I had trouble with my ticket, innit? I wish I never got in now, blood. To watch this shit, fam. You understand? I don't deserve this, blood. None of the men deserve this, fam. You understand? People need to open their fucking eyes, blood. It's done. He's finished. He's finished, blood. He has nothing to give for the club. There's no pride in this team. There's no passion in this team. Where the fuck is there, blood? It's a fucking joke, Robbie. Every fucking year. Every year, fam. Same point of the season. Everything's done.
Arsenal fans are like retarded. Like, they're actually dumb. They're worse than Liverpool. No, no one's worse than Liverpool fans. But they're pretty stupid. Jesus Christ, man.
It's...
Okay, I think that's enough. Like, I don't want to... Is something happened at the end?
No.
Like, I don't know what they're feeling. Because, like, Van Gaal was there last year.
It's been 10 years of this? Haven't been able to decide Wenger in, Wenger out?
Well, you gotta, when you cheer for a shit team, you know you cheer for a shit team.
I cheer for a shit team, and I don't feel this way. I've been Billiken the entire time. Just preface this, I'm a West Ham fan.
No, but Arsenal has been shit for a long time. They've been ass. They're never going to win anything this year anyway. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. But like, when you cheer for a shit team, you know what to expect. Remember when the Blue Jays were shit? Still watching that. And like, I didn't get butthurt when they lost like 10-0 and shit. Like, when the Raptors lose by 30 like 5-6 years ago, I didn't get butthurt. I knew that was happening. Like, last year with the Leafs, they came 30th. Like, why not?
I was cheering the other team.
No, but you gotta have expectation. This guy's just dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what Arsenal fans are doing coming into this and expecting to beat Bayern.
I wouldn't pay money to watch my team play a better team. Like, why people do that?
Did you hear about the people that were just giving their tickets back? The Arsenal fans that were giving their tickets back for the home match? Now, unlike the PSG game, which is a 4-0, where Barca does have a chance, Arsenal's out. There's no chance.
They're playing Bayern, yeah.
But that raises the question. Wenger in or Wenger out?
I think he wants to leave.
I don't think so. Arsenal's in his blood.
I think fucking retards like this, a force came out of the team. I don't think he wants to deal with that anymore. Move to fucking China, coach there, make 30 mil a year, and fucking retire when you're 70. Set.
Talking about moving to different places, did you hear about Mark Clattenburg?
Yeah, good for him. Good for him, bro. Well, good for him, bro. I'm happy for him. How much is he making there?
I don't even know.
You know they're planning United Arab Emirates? They're planning to put a mini city on Mars by 2117.
What?
They're planning to build a city on Mars and move people in 100 years. That's their fucking... We can barely fix a pothole in Toronto.
Mark Clattenburg, the guy who gets tattoos of the Champions League on his arm, not because he played in it, because he reffed it. And I'm not saying that that's bad, but you're a ref. You're not stealing the show. He's worse than Mike Dean.
Yeah, but why is it only in like England, English soccer, that you know who the refs are?
Because
you watch a hockey game, even when you watch like El Clasico, you don't know who the fuck is reffing.
It's because they try and steal a show. When you have people like Mike Dean dancing up and down the pitch, and Mark Clattenburg.
It's a fun job. I'll do that. Oh, bring telephone.
Okay.
Next.
Real Madrid, Napoli. Not much I have to say. 3-1, Real Madrid. That's an expected result. Didn't even watch it.
Benzema got 5th all time, right? Messi, Ronaldo, 1-2.
Yeah.
Fucking good for him.
And just the next upcoming game, which looks...
How many years have they been replacing Benzema for? And he's still there. And he's still banging the goals. I fucking love that guy. He's a weirdo. He's a pedophile or something. I don't know what he got charged for, but he's fucking good player.
He's a good soccer player.
Good player.
And just lastly, last Champions League match. City, Monaco. Looking forward to this one. Monaco is the... the leading scorer this year in European football.
Shite.
This is going.
They're shit.
This is
They're
going
shit.
To be
They're
a
shit.
Good
They're not a good team.
Match.
Not a good team. They're not a good team. They play in France. What are they like? Third in France.
I think they're
fucking pull up the rankings. They're not a good team. Score as many goals as you want, you still be a shit team. They're playing against the Premier League, like second place in the Premier League team. And get their points against like fucking.
Can you even name?
I can't name like 4 teams in France. I don't watch that.
Some of the best players in the Premier League have come from.
No, I know, but they're that good because they play against shit opposition.
If they were in the Premier League,
they wouldn't even. They'd be like barely in the Europa League.
Above Celtic or not?
Celtic's not in the Premier.
Did you not hear what their manager said,
Brendan
Rodgers, the top 4 team in the Premier League. If Celtic were in the Premier League, Brendan Rodgers, you're an idiot.
Even if Atletico was in the Premier League, they'd barely be 4.
Monaco was first.
Okay, how many points are they up in PSG?
Three.
3 points. Any games in hand or anything? Or what?
I don't know.
Well, shit.
But they have a 52 goal differential. You cannot say
that good.
They are good. They.
I still don't think they'll win. I hate City. I fucking hate Pep Guardiola's bald ass head. Just fucking pour some ranch on it or something. Like, how butter would he be? I don't like him. I actually like. He's actually a piece of shit. Should have came to United. If he came to United, I would fucking love him.
But he came to City.
He came to City. Yeah, fuck him.
Score prediction for that one?
I don't know. Like, Jesus died.
Jesus is dead. Will he?
No. Like for like City. Yeah. Yeah. Not like. Not like Jesus. But
no matter what Pep does, he cannot resurrect him. It'll take, what,
why
6 months?
Why is Aguero on the bench? Three. April.
Oh, yeah, 3 months.
Why is Aguero on the bench in the first place? He's like the best striker in the Premier League.
But he hasn't been informed.
No, but he's...
There's been an altercation. Many think there's an altercation. There's been an altercation with Pep.
Fucking altercation. They'll have a good player and a good coach. Fuck. Build a team around the world. But I feel bad for them. They just got, like such a shit team. Like, they've been shit for, like, 100 years.
Then you get Navas.
And then you get, like, fucking, like, Neymar in the Premier League, and he fucking breaks his foot. And, he fucking won't recover. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be the same when he comes back.
He's 19, though.
Yeah, but when you do something like that, it's hard to come back and be the same player.
Mm.
So...
I just hope he doesn't get, like, injury prone. That'll suck. I feel bad for those people.
As a West Ham fan, I know that. Winston Reid.
Shit,
Sam Bram. Players are out 9 months.
Talking about shit players. Talking about a good player that should be like top scorer.
No, but being injury prone is so annoying as a fan when you see the potential.
No, but when it's like Phil Jones, you don't give a shit if he plays or not. You don't care. But with like when it's like your best
player,
when
it's like Jesus,
you get butthurt.
Score prediction?
Like Monaco scores a lot, eh?
Mm, yeah.
I still think City's gonna win. Like first leg scorer or like total?
Yeah, first leg scorer.
3-2.
I'm gonna say 3-2 as well for Monaco.
Oh well, you're wrong.
We'll see. Okay, now moving on to the NHL. Just congratulations, Sidney Crosby, 1,000 points, 13th youngest, 12 or 13th. 12th youngest player to ever do it. Congratulations, world class player.
I thought he got there already.
He's Sid the kid.
I thought he got there.
He's been playing for a long time.
He's been out for like
he's,
2 years.
He, that concussion really did him in.
Imagine if he didn't get that. It was like in his prime too and shit.
It's like Ovi not winning a cup. He's not gonna win a cup.
I hope he does. I like him. You know, when your team like
when you're the Capitals and you're winning and you're perennial cup contenders.
They missed the playoffs like 2 years ago.
But
and they fired their coach.
But they're the Capitals. Yeah. They have Ovechkin. They win. They're a cup contender every single year.
How many years does Ovi have left on his contract? Then he's going to Pittsburgh and then winning everything.
He's not going to Pittsburgh.
You fucking imagine him.
How
playing?
Do you do that in a cap world?
Why? How come Chicago can have Taze and Kane and Keith?
Because Chicago doesn't have rules. When you play for Chicago, there's no rules. You do whatever
fucking,
you want.
You break one of your own player's legs, and then you fucking you put him on the thing, and you get capped. That's how it works. Leafs freed up $15 million yesterday.
Was it 15? I thought I saw 13. 13,
15. Who gives a shit?
Cleared off the islands? Robida.
Yeah.
Lupo.
Do that shit.
Is Lupo coming back?
Not with the Leafs. He'll go to like Arizona or something stupid. I hated him. I always hated him.
I loved Lupo.
I don't like
him.
He's
always
good.
Had that
He's always
potential.
Been shit. Constantly shit.
Did you see? Talking about... Let's just pivot. The Gustav Nyquist. Stab. It wasn't a spear.
Yeah,
it was
a
stab.
He's a dick.
Did you see it?
He's a dick. Yeah, I saw it.
I'm going to play it
Stewart
now.
To the puck. Mantha trying to work it free. Puck comes to Zetterberg, but a Detroit penalty. Spurgeon remains down.
Yeah, it was Nyquist that got the stick up on Spurgeon. Well, there's Gustav Nyquist battling with Chris Stewart. Jared Spurgeon comes in and gives him a shot. Nyquist doesn't like it. Watch Nyquist. Retaliatory play on Jared Spurgeon. You have to be in control of your stick. To me, that's one of those where you throw the guy right out of the game for a play like
a
that.
I get how he only got 6 games. But imagine I do that to you right now. Like, here, hold on.
Don't fucking hit me in the face.
Hold on. Imagine I take my keys right now and fucking stab you in the head. I go to jail. He fucking doesn't play. He'll play the six games. Good fucking.
Jared Spurgeon is lucky that he can see.
Imagine he popped him in the eye. That was close, man.
Did
you have a visor on?
I don't. Yeah. Spurgeon wears a visor. But
yeah, but you can
still
get it underneath. Yeah.
Like, Spurgeon is lucky.
I'd be pretty butthurt if that happened to me.
But Thing got six games as well. Keith, back in the, what was it? It was 2 years ago when Keith swung his stick. And
yeah,
hit.
But this guy fucking took his stick, jabbed him like that. You can't do that shit.
It was intentional. How many games? He should have gotten. I would have given him 20 if I'm the PA.
At least 10. Because you can't prove it's intentional, but.
No, like he planted himself.
You can't.
He admitted his intent in his hearing.
He said, I wanted to murder him?
He said, I wanted to cross check him, and on the way up, I got him.
Well, that's cross check. No. You can't.
Show cleared intent. Well, Nyquist doesn't have a pass. I can't remember Nyquist even getting a penalty.
It doesn't matter. Because it showed their password.
Because that's what they take into account.
What if I murder you right now and like bop and then
it's not
and then I go to court. You don't have a pass. Go ahead.
But it's the NHL. Yeah, the NHL is dumb. It's the worst sports league on the planet.
No, it's not.
The worst of the top five for sure.
You don't watch football.
Football makes shit up as it goes, but it keeps that volume.
They don't know what a catch is. The whole point of their fucking sport is to catch a ball. They don't know what it is. You can't.
That Nyquist. It was a stab. It wasn't anything else. It was a stab.
He didn't
want
to do it, though. He didn't intend to stab him in the face.
But he...
But if he did, that would have been... Like, he would have seen that he did.
Spurgeon is lucky that he can still
see. Yeah, I feel bad for him. Did he get cut? Did he get stitches?
Yeah,
he got...
No, he didn't have to get stitches.
But you got, like... Yeah.
You still get hit in the face with a stick.
Wear a cage.
It's the NHL. They're not going to wear... But he...
Well, they didn't wear helmets like 30 years ago.
He planted himself and he swung it. It's
yeah, but...
Clear intent. If I was the PA, I'd give him 20 games.
That's why you're not there. I should run the whole, like, all the leagues. Every, like, all of them in the planet. Fucking cricket down in Sri Lanka? Mine. I don't even know the rules. I don't give a shit. I'll run curling and fucking replace the rocks with, like, bags, like, loaves of bread. Like ultimate frisbee, instead of a frisbee, just a lime. You're tossing limes at each other, and then when it explodes, you lose. Listen, I should be commissioner, just in general.
Just make new rules. Rugby. What do you add?
What do I add? Fucking skates. Put that shit on ice.
That's how people die.
I don't give a shit. You wear a helmet. Wear a helmet and a full out like bodysuit, and you fucking put lines on your feet. Get a ball and fucking run at each other. How fun would that be? It's so much fun. Yo, literally, fucking email Gary Bettman, whoever the fuck runs rugby, whatever it's called now, I don't give a shit, and fucking tell him to
make it one sport?
Yeah.
Combine
yes.
The NHL?
Yes. Because there's some psychos in Ireland that'll play that shit. And I'll play it too. So fun.
Yeah. The Irish are insane. Have you heard of hurling?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. There's some also New Zealand people are fucking nuts. They'll rape everyone. They don't know how to skate, but it's not that
hard. I think we're the only normal British colony, us Canadians.
We're still retarded. You ever been?
Yeah,
there?
But
you've
like,
never been like out west, out east. You haven't been anywhere like in the prairies.
We live in a normal place, like Toronto.
But we're still
Vancouver.
Retarded.
You're an inferior city.
We're still retarded.
Vancouver's an inferior city.
Yeah, but we're still like there's people here, like fucking Transformers walking around and shit. Autobots. You know what I'm saying? I saw it on TV, and me and my brother started roasting. Like we were like, yelling, "Oh, Autobots roll out and shit!" for like a minute, and my mom started yelling at us. So that's just the shit that goes on here.
To get to the Leafs, did you watch the game in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't really watch the games. I'm like on my phone, and I have them playing in the background. But I look up when they score.
I didn't watch it, but I saw in the replay Mitch Marner out. We have no idea what's
Such
wrong with
a
him.
Bitch kid. He hit the board.
It looks like he hurt his shoulder. And when you hurt your shoulder, you might feel fine. And I think that's why he came back. But
he'll be fine. He's day to day.
Yeah, but it's Lou Lamoriello. Like, that man is insane.
Well, honestly, you don't even know how to make the playoffs this year.
Without Marner, they're not making the playoffs.
You don't have to make the playoffs this year. Before the season, I thought like it was getting another top five pick.
Yeah, but
I'd be happy.
How the season is gone, I would be gutted if they didn't make the playoffs.
I wouldn't even give a shit. To be honest.
You wouldn't?
Well, like, I want to make the playoffs, but it doesn't matter if we don't. It's the first year. Like, their first
No,
years.
I know. Seen the trade deadline.
No, they're not getting anyone.
They shouldn't.
I hope they don't get anyone.
They shouldn't.
Not this year, next year.
But if, I don't know, I would be devastated if they didn't.
I wouldn't sign anyone either. In free agency?
We need
I'd fucking keep the team that like it is.
We need a depth center.
I don't give a shit what we need.
Fucking Ben Smith is just
Frederick
non-
Gauthier.
He's
my boy.
He will
him.
Not be good enough.
Give a shit. Fucking sign someone to a minor league deal. You're not... Like, why you gotta free up cap space? They're like just outside a playoff spot right now.
Are they?
Yeah, like 1 point out.
Just pulling it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are 1 point out. 1 point out with two games in hand.
And we're in the second wildcard spot. Is it going to be fun? We're playing Ottawa tomorrow.
It's going to be a good rest of the season. That's
tomorrow.
What I can say.
It's going to be fun. It hasn't been like that. I remember last time. Remember the year after they made the playoffs? When they were like in like second in the Atlantic. And then Bernier got injured when he was a thing. And then we just lost like 13 in a row.
I don't remember watching Leaf games and having as much fun as I do. It's been
it's
long
fun to
time.
Fun to watch. But I don't care. If they don't make the playoffs, it doesn't matter. Don't do anything with the team. Well,
no.
They know what they're doing.
Like, they do. They should follow the Shanna plan.
Like, you don't need to sign anyone. You don't need to trade for anyone. Not yet. Eventually, they're going to deal like Kaepernick and fucking Bracco and shit. You don't need
I don't think they're going to deal Bracco. We need to move a winger for sure. I don't think
Jeremy Bracco, like, listen, he's probably, like, if he shit in the NHL, trade him now. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. But he has so much upside, so
much
potential.
No, but we don't need that.
How much do you think this Mitch Marner injury will affect the Leafs?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Doesn't make a difference.
How do you replace
his
scoring?
He's going to miss two games.
Matt, what if he's out long term?
Long term would suck, but...
How do you replace his scoring?
You don't, but this year doesn't matter.
But you can't say as a Leaf fan that you're not gonna be a little bit sad if
I'll
they don't.
I'll be butthurt, but I wouldn't like, I'm not like betting my house that they're gonna make like you make the playoffs.
No, that's not
really
what
care.
I'm saying. I'm just saying I'd be a little bit disappointed if you take a stats
no, but
this
then,
year.
But you can't. But
15
never...
goals, 33 assists,
no,
48 points.
Good player.
How do you replace that? Like,
you can't. But that's not my point.
Who
my
do they
point
have
is,
in the system that they could bring up and
not,
replace
not
them?
Not this year, but my point is beginning of the season. How far do they get? What place do they come in?
This season,
lottery
if Mitch Marner's
again?
Out?
No. Like, before the season.
Before the season, I would have said 25th, I would have been happy with. Top 5 pick.
Like, just not last.
Yeah, just
right?
not last.
Now you're going to be butthurt if they don't make the playoffs?
Well, yeah, the season has gone a certain way.
Doesn't matter. You got to keep your expectations.
When the young guy, I was not expecting players like Mitch Marner to run the team like he does. On that line that he's on with Bozak and JVR,
sure.
He runs that line. Like,
he's good.
He is insane.
But
to lose him is devastating.
We don't even gotta make the playoffs next year.
I think I would be a little bit disappointed if we didn't even
challenge. Like, challenge for the playoffs. We don't gotta make it. Because what's the point of making it and then losing in the first round?
That's true. You don't want to be the St. Louis Blues.
Give a shit, honestly. They made the conference finals last year.
Yeah, but like perennial, not really contenders. They've always been on the fringe.
They've won like 6 in a row. They're like 7-1.
They haven't won a Stanley Cup. It's what you play for.
Ken Hinchcock's gone.
Ken Hinchcock. Mike Yo, what do you think of that?
I like him, bro. He's bald, so he's butthurt. Bald coaches are good. Barry Trotz in Washington.
Barry Trotz, very good coach.
Mike Yo. Like,
Mike Babcock, though, not bald.
No, but...
But we have Lou Lamoriello. He's bald.
He's bald, and he's a Hall of Famer. But
yeah.
He looked into my soul that one time. I got so scared when he looked at me. Holy
okay,
shit.
And to finish off the show, I would just like to tell you a little bit about what the Florida Panthers are giving away to their fans.
Or like tickets?
As season tickets. If you renew your season ticket. So...
Is it worth moving to Florida?
It makes financial sense.
To move to Florida?
To move to Florida and buy Panthers tickets.
Like a house?
It's 30 giveaways. So, let's just start off with a good one. Keep in mind, cheapest Florida Panthers tickets. $613 Canadian.
You know Columbus is cheaper, right?
Yes, but Columbus doesn't do crazy things like Florida.
No, yeah, because they have a good team.
First thing, February 13th.
Why doesn't Tampa do this shit?
Tampa
why don't they even sell tickets?
Tampa does this stuff, just not to the extent of Florida. Like, Florida's... You know the Twitter account Florida Man? With crazy stories from Florida?
Yeah.
That's what the Florida...
Like banging alligators.
That's what the Florida Panthers are. They are the Florida
Tampa,
team of Florida.
Tampa's in Florida, too.
Yeah, but it's not Miami, which is messed up. Sunrise... So, let's start. Dinner with a player on February 13th.
Included with the ticket?
If no, it's a raffle.
I wouldn't let anyone do that. What if they stab, like...
Imagine...
What if, like, Luongo shows up and he's like, hey, Luongo. And then you don't have a goalie.
Imagine going up to Jeremy Jagr and being like, hey.
Oh, yeah, Jagr plays there. Shit.
Jagr would shut that down. Like...
Jagr would accept it. He'd just be like... He's like Wolverine. He'd, like, get stabbed and it just
regenerate. Not even being stabbed, just going. I don't think he
he would just regenerate. You can stab him as many. He probably just stabs himself in training. He's like, you know how people
that's drink, how he gets
now you drink like pre-workout to get pumped up. This guy just stabs himself, regenerates, and he's like lifting weights and shit. Definitely what it does. Fucking Wolverine.
Okay. February 14th. An iPad.
Like, raffle?
Yeah, these are all raffles.
Probably nobody wins. They probably rig it so nobody wins and they just keep it themselves and then do the same raffle next year. I'll do that. That's smart.
February 15th. You get to join the broadcast for a game. They're just giving away stuff. Like, it makes financial sense.
Why do you want to be on a broadcast?
I would love to be on a broadcast. Yeah, actually, yeah. Just
talk some shit.
Yo, bud!
Can you put that on a resume?
No.
Why not? You can put whatever you want. I'll put that in a minority.
Skipping the 16th, going to the 17th, you get a signed stick from the Florida Panthers.
The whole team.
The whole team.
It'll be worth like $40. American. Who plays on there? Oh, Yager.
Yager.
Yeah.
Ekblad. Huberto. They're a good team.
Yeah, make the playoffs then.
They've had injury troubles all year. Like, that's what's been wrong with Florida.
Fucking injury problems.
Valet parking all next year. For $616, you have a chance to win all of this.
Scared the shit out of me.
Valet parking for a year. Do you imagine? Do you know how much it costs to park downtown in Toronto? It's like 30 bucks. Do the math. 41 games?
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's like... Winter someone, Classic tickets.
But someone parks a car for you. They're in the Winter Classic?
No. Just... a trip to go see the Winter Classic. Tickets, hotel, everything included.
And the team is...
And Florida's not in it.
It makes sense if they're in it. Not like...
Right. You get to sit in the owner's box for a game.
Do you pay to enter a raffle or is it included with the ticket?
You get it when you renew your ticket.
Oh, season ticket.
How many people own Florida Panthers tickets?
Wait, so you're entered for... You get one season ticket, you're entered for all these all raffles. Of them. So you're going to win something.
You're going to win something. All of these are close to what you've paid if you're sitting in the 500s. Your $613 will get you something.
Yeah.
Because there's like 10 Florida Panthers season tickets.
But do you really
want
to pay to watch them?
No. Then you sell your tickets.
For what? Nothing. I wouldn't want to go to a game.
A helicopter ride on the 27th.
I'm scared of heights, bro. Okay. Like, it's like, what if someone offered you, like, here's, like, Toronto Rock season tickets? You would still wouldn't go, because they're shit, because who the fuck watches lacrosse? So they start, like, bashing each other with their sticks.
Why do we have a lacrosse team? It's Toronto, why do we have a lacrosse team?
It's Canada. But, like, they gotta get, like, knives on the other end of their sticks.
When does the season start for the Rock?
It started. They're shit.
Has it? Like, I
can, if I get commissioner of... Fucking whatever.
Like, NLL?
NLL, yeah.
Why do I know what that is? Yeah. Why do I know what the NLL is?
We live in Canada. If I become commissioner, I'm fixing it. The nets are going to be like houses. They're going to be gigantic. You're going to have 3 goalies. listen.
Just fundamentally change the game of lacrosse.
3 goalies and not even like next to each other, like levels. Listen. It's like a bunk bed of goalies. Hold on. So there's 3. And 1 point for the low one, 2 points, and then...
Like Quidditch?
I don't even know what that is. But... And then, on the other end of their thing, you gotta give them a weapon. Like something.
So like, that's the only way you get people to watch lacrosse.
What's that spiky ball? Do they use in medieval times?
Oh, what's it called?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Give that to the ref. And he just runs around the whole time, just like that. And whoever gets hit. They wear helmets?
Yeah,
they're good. It's fine. But on the end of their stick, you gotta have something. Like a little, like a poke knife. And then people watch the cross.
You get people to watch the cross in Toronto.
You got goalies on top of each
like,
other.
Like, why do you have a lacrosse team in Toronto? And you have the Leafs, you have the Marlies, you have all these, the Blue Jays.
Well, so people watch the CFL.
Who watches the CFL?
My boy.
Like, how many people went to the Grey Cup?
The one that I know.
The one that was here.
Okay.
On March 1st.
Well, hold on. Before, would you watch lacrosse if my rule changes get in? Also, no boards. Fans get in on it. Like, if you want to join in, fucking go ahead. But you don't ride equipment or nothing. You just run.
Don't think that's gonna happen. That would be a every fucking
fan,
nightmare.
Listen, here. You know how in soccer they have like separate fan sections? Listen to me. So like half the thing is Toronto, half the thing is whatever, like Winnipeg, whatever.
And the it's
listen. And pretty much if you have the most fans, you win. So you can send one fan at a time across the field. And remember with my rule changes, there's like twice as many guys on there. There's a ref like helicoptering around with the spiky ball. And there's knives on their stick. So you gotta run across like Frogger with no equipment, nothing. And if you get to the other end, your team gets a point. That's... So like, pretty much if your team is down...
Just kill the other people.
Just send like 20 guys and you got it.
But that's about the average attendance of a Toronto Rock game.
No, but then also...
Like, no one watches
the other players, you gotta sign a waiver before you walk in because other players can stab you and shit for the team.
But Mark, getting back to this...
I would run.
Getting back to this monstrosity...
I'll get a jetpack.
Getting back to this monstrosity, a trip for two to the Stanley Cup.
Like, the whole series? Or game?
I could only assume one game.
Shit. The game one?
It doesn't say. Just the trip for two. Even if Florida isn't in this.
You know how at Tim's, it's like it comes with like a medium, but you can upgrade to a large? Can you upgrade to like a trip for four? For like $100?
I don't know.
What if you gotta bring more people?
The Florida Panthers aren't even, like, for a Florida Panthers giveaway, they're gonna send you to the Winter Classic or the Stanley Cup.
Which one would you rather go to?
The Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I don't like cold. I want to freeze.
And there's no way that the Winter Classic is not in Chicago, because Chicago gets all the outdoor games. Like, have you noticed that? Every outdoor game is in Chicago. No, but like, Chicago gets all the... They're in a new Winter Classic or something every year.
Best team in the past decade, they're the best team.
One free 50-50 raffle for every game next season.
Okay, you're not gonna win. Remember when we... Did you buy it with me?
Yeah.
We split it 50-50?
Yeah, but
when
like...
it was like $100,000? And we didn't win shit?
But still... who goes to Florida Panthers games? Like, no one.
Yeah, the jackpot's probably like $4. Hey, fucking free slice of pizza and shit.
Well, if it's for free...
Well, you're not gonna win. I played a lottery scratcher one time. Were you there?
Yeah.
And I played a lottery scratcher and I won like $20. Like, yo, shit, I gotta reinvest this. So I got 5 more, and like every time it was like almost 10 grand, almost 100 grand, and I got so butthurt and didn't win shit. It's gonna be like that.
Hold on.
You're gonna waste, like, for all this shit, would you waste like 3 hours of your life watching a Panthers game?
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth it.
Panthers hockey is probably pretty good. They got a good team, and they're in our division.
Yeah, but it's like dead in there. Like, sad to
it's
be
dead
in
the ACC too. Like,
you're
the ACC is a status symbol.
You're wrong. You know how loud it gets in there?
Rarely. If you're down in the 100s, it suits. You're not sitting with real fans. You're sitting with suits.
You sit on the balcony. You sit like a couple first rows of the balcony. It's the best seats. You see everything. If you're sitting down there, you're retarded.
Because the ACC is a status symbol.
Well, it's not. Maple Leaf Gardens was a status symbol.
It's still a status symbol.
ACC is a piece of shit.
People brag about going. Why do you think there's so many suits?
But it's ugly. Because they just kill time.
Doesn't matter. They're there with clients. It's not like they're there to enjoy the game. They're there to pitch something.
Usually they go in the boxes, first of all. Also, ACC's a shit place.
Okay.
They gotta renovate it.
No matter how gross it is, it's still a status symbol in this city.
Well, like going there?
Hey, I'm going to a Leafs game tonight. So that comes with some respect.
Not really.
It does.
Not really. No, it doesn't. You just bought tickets. It doesn't take any effort to get tickets. You go on StubHub, you fucking give them your credit card number, and that's it.
Leafs tickets are insane in this city.
People spend money here.
For 2017-2018, $500 food credit to sit in a... And you get a suite on...
The whole season.
On March 7th.
Huh.
Yeah. March 8th, trip for two anywhere in the United States. This makes sense. Like, it just makes financial sense.
Okay, trip for two anywhere?
In the U.S.
Where would you go?
Hawaii. Hawaii's in the U.S.
There's a volcano.
It's a $2,000 flight. If you're...
Yeah, but volcano.
If you get a free...
You see the people in Pompeii, and they're, like, still there, and they're, like, rocks and shit. Like, imagine, like, being that.
If you get a...
Okay, instead of getting cremated, I want to get volcano.
Volcano? Thrown into a volcano, or volcano like preserves
on me, and then I'm a statue.
That, How would you be? Would you be put in a casket like this?
No, I'm a statue. You come to the funeral and you see me at the front, like heroic pose and shit.
Then they put you on a statue. And then after the funeral, they put you out in a park somewhere. Just leave you.
Bro, in my front lawn. People won't even know who I am. I don't even want a description of who I am. I'm just there.
Just there.
That's a good idea, man. Fuck being like dirt. Like, people turn themselves into dirt. I don't get that. Why don't you do that?
March 9th, 4 tickets to any upcoming concert at their stadium.
People, who's coming there?
I don't know, but 4 tickets, you get them, resell them. You've made your money back.
Fucking my boy Bieber's coming, bro. I'm down. I'm buying tickets. I'm buying 50 tickets for that game.
March 13th, a meet and greet with the players.
All of them?
Yeah.
You don't let fans near your players. You don't know what...
Oh, you're going to like this, like the last one. March 15th, $500 in Panthers cash. Which you can spend on food and stuff.
And, like, jerseys?
Yeah.
Alright. That's a lot, eh? You have, like, 4 jerseys and shit.
A South Florida freecation.
Already there.
South Florida staycation. Free golf. You get to stay on a resort.
Who plays golf? Okay, if I take over golf... Jesus Christ.
Those sharks in the water pit?
Fuck those balls. We're getting those rubber, like, bouncy balls.
Like a lacrosse ball?
Limes. No. You know what you gotta do? Here, golf. New rule. If I'm commissioner of golf, whatever, PGA Tour, I'm gonna shit. You throw a frisbee, and then you gotta knock it out of the air with your golf ball. Fuck the holes. Fuck all that shit. That's so much more exciting. It's like skeet shooting, but with golf. And then that's real talent. Because anyone can knock a ball forward. You gotta knock a moving target that you threw.
It's hard to play golf. What are you saying? It's hard. Golf is hard.
Okay, listen. Like, 90% of the people that play it are, like, over 50. It's not hard.
It's
hard to play hockey. It's hard to play football. It's hard to play basketball. It's not hard to play golf.
Okay. Golf is hard. Have you ever played golf?
I haven't played golf. I play mini golf. I'm pretty good at it. Play golf on my cell phone. It's pretty fun. But, like, professional golfers are, like, over 40.
But
there's no athletic ability.
There's a lot of skill. There's a lot of technical skill.
Tiger Woods was the only athlete to ever play golf. He's the only athlete.
Listen to me. You know he's going to be a Navy SEAL before he was a pro golfer? Listen,
this is why it's not a sport. In the history of golf, there's never been an athlete. He's been like old white dudes, like... Right?
What about Happy Gilmore? Happy Gilmore.
Never seen her. I don't watch movies.
You've never seen Happy Gilmore, pro golfer?
Whatever. Listen, Tiger Woods is an athlete. He could have played basketball. He could have played whatever he wanted, right? He chose golf, and he's like the best golfer of all time. Right? That's what happens when you let athletes play golf. You put LeBron James on a golf thing, he's going to win everything every week.
Okay, and finally, 1-day contract with the team.
Like,
you get a contract.
That's sick.
I would change my Twitter bio.
I would try to switch it out with an actual team.
Get traded.
I'd rather
traded to the Leafs for the day.
I'd rather get a Toronto Marlies contract than a Florida Panthers one.
I would change my Twitter bio to actual Florida Panther.
Just put that as your picture in the show.
Frame the jersey,
do
put it up
paid?
On my wall.
Do you get money?
I wouldn't assume so.
I would negotiate a contract.
I'm
lucky to have my name on that team.
Put it up on the wall.
Make
sit
it,
with James Reimer all day. Just poke him.
You know how the Leafs have like a wall of captains and shit? I want to be captain for the day, and they put me, if they have a wall, whatever, they put me there.
Now, I don't know if you get to partake in morning skate and stuff, or what
that entails.
I wouldn't
want to skate with those guys. They'd bully me. I can't even cross over, man. They just knock me over and shit.
But, like, you get a contract. Like,
yeah, I know, but I wouldn't want to skate with them. I would decline. I would watch I would watch with the coach or the GM, whatever. I wouldn't want to skate with them.
Just stand there with, who's their coach?
Rob.
Stand there with the coach yelling at players. Steve, fire him up.
Oh, shit. No, I tell the GM.
They would make you the captain.
I would rather be a GM for a day.
Yeah?
Than player for a day. Trade everyone to the Leafs. Get Aaron Ekblad, we're set. That's the one trade I'd make for this team, get Aaron Ekblad. Listen, would you rather be a player or a GM?
Well, GM, but I still want that jersey.
GMs get, they fucking run the team, you can get as many jerseys as you want.
Yeah, but like an official, like, my name, like, DeBarp.
You're gonna ruin jersey with that name?
Stanley Cup?
At least change your name first. Florida's not winning the Stanley Cup ever.
Okay, but if they win the Stanley Cup next year.
No, because you got to play at least like 34 games or something. Oh. Some. Well, the team can actually, if they like you, they can like
sign you on.
They can special request. Like Pittsburgh did that last year with Dupuy, I think, because he got injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can, if they like, they can do it for you. I don't think it's official though, those 1 day contracts.
It's a 1 day contract with the Florida, but it makes sense. It makes.
I want to get a contract on game day. I want to be a healthy scratch.
Sitting up there in the press box.
Honestly, I don't think I'd do that bad in the NHL.
No? Listen, star player?
They have players, or at least they used to, that would just stand there. And then they go and they hit some guys. Because I'm big even for the NHL, you know what I mean?
Those guys would pile drive
you. They would do shit. I would knock Mitch Marner.
Gerby would knock you out.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know his first name.
I would smash.
Smallest player in the NHL. Destroy you.
Well, he wouldn't. He wouldn't do shit.
Have you seen some of these guys? They're giants.
Doesn't matter. They're not that
They're
big.
They're muscle,
they
Steve.
Say, it doesn't matter. They say Austin Matthews is big. He's only like 6'2", 200 pounds.
Austin Matthews could pile drive you.
Don't do shit. I'll knock him down. We both fall down, but he would be down too.
He would destroy
I'm
you.
I'm just saying I would not be that bad. I can't skate. I can't
I think that's
like,
a problem.
Listen, I don't have to.
I think you would have been good in 1990s NHL. Where yeah, people just right. knocked each other. People just bashed each other's brains in. But in today's NHL, you would be the worst player.
I could play defense a little bit. Like, I can get my stick in them and then shit. But like, and then as soon as we get the puck, I book it. And
get off
I
the
just
ice.
Chill. I just know, like, to the net and then just chill in front of the net and just knock people over. Sign me now.
So Florida Panthers, sign Steve Seagal.
Free agent. To anyone, bro. I'd sign with, like, fucking like ECHL, whatever.
Okay, is that all? Are we done? Do you have anything else you want to add to the monstrosity of the Florida Panthers?
I feel bad for
this. The Florida Panthers is the Florida of the NHL. Like, a mess. Just general mess. People don't die in Florida.
People don't die in prison. Listen, if you're like dying at like a terminal, like you got like 6 months to live, so don't murder someone. And you get sentenced in Canada, it's like 25 years, you have to serve the 25 years. They don't let you die. So you murder someone in jail, get another 25.
And that's you how live, you, is that how you live forever?
That's how you live forever. Also, every person you murder, you inherit the net.
Okay, nothing to add. Nothing to add.
I'm not wrong.
That was the first episode of this Foot Wrist podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. We'll be back soon with more of this monstrosity and stupidity. Bye-bye.